When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
All right, let's go to the Panthers and the West Tigers, Saturday, 3 o'clock. Carrington Park up there at Bathurst. They've been doing this for over a decade, have the Panthers. So Nathan Cleary still on the sideline. Brad Schneider there alongside Jerome Luai. Scotty Sorensen back. Luke Garner to the bench. Matt Eisenhuth out of the side. Lachlan Galvin, the hero, returns after three games. So he'll be back at 5'8". Brent Naden back into the side. Solomona Fartape is out. Bateman back. Alex Seyfarth to the bench. Samuela Fainu and Latu Fainu also returning on the bench. So that means Justin Matamua and Jake Simkin make way. Panthers, I reckon, was it last year? I think it was.
In the rain.
The Tigers had the win.
In the rain.
Up at Carrington Park. Yeah.
I was very concerned because I was at a wedding and I thought, geez, I've had way too much to drink here if I'm reading this score along the way it is. And then it turned out to be true. So, no, it was definitely last year. The Tigers got the job done in a very wet conditions. And it's $1.17 Penrith, $5.10 the Tigers, 14.5 the line. It opened at 14.5. There has been a little bit of support for the Tigers at the plus, 185 the plus, 195 the minus, and then 41.5 the total points. So, yeah, the Tigers be disappointed with their effort against the Dragons at home. I think they would have genuinely thought they were a chance of getting the result there, and now they go on and take Penrith on a bye, which is going to be a very, very tough encounter. As you say, though, a couple of ins, so that'll strengthen their side. But, yeah, Penrith, very firm favourites at the moment. It'll be very, very hard to beat.
Well, the Tigers had lost 8 straight at Campbelltown, so let's now make that 9 after last week. Then when they go on the road, they've only won 4 of the last 27 times they've been on the road. I mean, it's a horrible record. Yes, they did win out here. I think the rain helped them enormously last year. But they have surprisingly won 3 of their last 7 against the Panthers. But I think a couple of those are either been in wet conditions or in the middle of origin. I think the Panthers, off losing before they had the bye, I will be very focused on this game, and I think they win. I don't think the line's enough.
Yeah, I don't think the line's enough either. Geez, I was disappointed with the West Tigers. Everything to play for last week. There they are, sellout crowd at Campbelltown Sports Stadium. I reckon that was a worse performance than the Raiders, the game against the Raiders. They were sideways. They were sloppy. At one stage, and it was only early in the second half, Appy Coruscant got out of dummy half and looked, and there was no one was going to run the ball, and he had to then throw the dummy, duck the head and go through, and he had every right to turn around and give everyone a bake on that, because I thought that was a damning sign. They just got everything wrong, the West Tigers, last week. Really, really poor. That's not the type of form you need to be taking into a Panthers side who will be upset with last week, last year. They'll want to make sure that they go to their regional area in Bathurst, that they're better than that, and we know they are. Remember, they're coming off a loss as well, too, with the loss into the bye. So I'm expecting a big bounce back. Minus 14.5, I'm big on that.